some critics have already called it the most notable Czech film of the year, Petr Zelenka's Karamazovs. Inspired by Fyodor Dostoevsky's novel together with a famous long-running adaptation at Prague's Davidske Theatre, the film opened in Prague on Thursday to wide anticipation. Layers within layers is one way of describing it, as it focuses on actors performing the Karamazov story in a giant factory. But it goes far beyond that, not only focusing on the actors on stage and off, but also on one of the viewers. I sat down with the director after the film's premiere and asked him to tell me more about the project's beginnings and how it came to fruition.
My original fascination with Davidsky Theater was through this play, because they offered me to do something for them, to write something for them in the year 2000. And I went there, and the first performance I saw was Karamazov's, and I was absolutely thrilled. I was amazed. That was like a breakthrough. And I thought, I want to do something for this theater. And I wrote two plays for them and directed two plays for them. And then I thought it's time to pay back the debt, to capture Karamazov somehow.
The original play, it was written by Evald Shorm, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about the structure and how Evald Shorm put it together?
Well, he was a very clever guy. He focused on the family issues, on these four sons and father. And he focused on the family and on the court. And with this very simple structure, he plays with the ideas of responsibility and God. And the structure itself is very simple. Key to Dostoevsky is to simplify him, not to make him larger, but to make him smaller. By reducing him, you still get a very good work of art.
How did you start working on the actual script, and at what point did you go beyond the play itself and begin introducing other elements to the story?
Well, almost immediately, because it was obvious that when you put a play in the film, you cannot just film the performance, because then you would have viewers in the hall, in the theater, and they would be reacting to the show, and the film viewer would feel sort of lost, because you would have other viewers watching it. So I realized you have to watch the play being performed, but you also have to know the viewers that are watching the play. So I build a story around one of the viewers, actually, one of the onlookers, or casual onlookers. We should say that the story takes place in the factory, in the Polish factory. It's an avant-garde theater festival, and one of the performances is Brothers Karamazov by Davidsky Theater. And this is just a rehearsal. They're supposed to be playing the play next day. Is a worker from the factory whose kid is seriously injured, being operated at that very moment in a hospital. And I'm not telling any secrets. It's not a secret. And he's basically waiting for a phone call which tells him whether the kid will stay alive or not. And in the meantime, he's watching the rehearsal. And that's actually the motif that's in Dostoevsky already. There's a motif of Captain Snegirov and his kid that's ill, and then the kid dies, and Snegirov is, of course, crazy. I simply took this motif from Dostoevsky and made it a real motif around the play. Of course, it's a tragedy, so it ends badly.
How did you get to the point, or how did you get to the idea of actually setting this in this kind of industrial space?
Originally, we wanted to use the film stage in Barrandov, for instance, and then we thought it would be too sterile, and then we thought maybe shipyards in Gdańsk. And so we went there, and it's got great history, that place. But it doesn't look great. And then somebody suggested a steelworks, and a very specific steelworks in Krakow, Nowa Huta, in what used to be the biggest steelworks in Central Europe.
And that's in the Czech Republic, but as in Poland?
We actually did it in Czech Republic, but we pretend it's Poland, yes. Because we couldn't organize the shooting in Nowa Huta.
Even from the image of the poster, the main image itself, the huge machinery and the hook and these elements seem to dwarf everything, or the individual. Is that also element that you wanted to bring to the fore.
Yeah, definitely. They feel very humble, you know, when they started acting it out in that hall that was, I don't know, 70 by 40 meters and then 30 meters high. They felt very, very small. That helped the performance also.
How did you choose to contrast the lives of the actors on stage and off?
Well, that's the biggest beauty of it. That's something I didn't plan. Because originally I wanted to show the actors as a bunch of irresponsible kids, basically. That at the moment when they come on stage, they become somebody completely different. And but this element of irresponsibility was there. And but they played so well that you actually... Okay, they are a bunch of kids, but they are really good actors. So this is like an homage to acting itself. You're inside the story, you're outside of the story. You change your point of view all the time.
Obviously, you've worked with a good number of these actors before, either in film or I imagine in David Kegevadlo itself. What was it like to work with them this time around, and in which ways did they surprise you?
You know what, I work with them only in theater, and the only guy I had experience with in the film was Ivan Trojan. But the rest of the group I didn't know from the film set. And the original approach from the beginning was like, why are we doing it again? You know, because they're still playing the show, they still play it twice a month, you know. It's like 120, 130 times they've already played it. And they think, yeah, well, we're gonna play it a couple of more times in some fucking factory. You know? So they were not really happy. And some of them didn't see the film until yesterday, because we had a premiere yesterday. And they were happy, of course, you know. But actors are not really happy when you try to record something they've been doing for a long time. They're not always grateful.
So if you weren't surprised, or they weren't eager, say, in the beginning, were they surprised by what they finally saw on screen? Because so far the film has gotten absolutely top reviews, especially regarding the emotional depth.
Well, you know what? Because they act in the show, they never saw themselves. You know, that's even more, it's even nicer. You know? So they've only seen their colleagues, but they've never seen themselves, and they're still... been playing it for 8 years. So yesterday they actually first saw themselves on the film, but also they first saw the play that they're playing, that they've been playing for 8 years, which is like a double impact. And it's fascinating. They were touched, really, emotionally. Some of them are hard guys, you know, so they wouldn't let you know they were touched, but they were...